आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू टू इनॉग्रेट नेशन वाइड हेल्थ केयर इनिशिएटिव आयुष्मान भव कैंपेन इन गांधीनगर टुडे। Fourth G20 Sustainable Finance Working Group meeting to begin in Varanasi to finalize Sustainable Finance Report. 4 persons tested positive for Nipah virus in Kerala. Central team of experts rushed to the state to take stock of the situation. Death toll in Libya flood crosses 5,000, more than 10,000 still missing. And in Asia Cup cricket, India enters the final after beating Sri Lanka by 41 runs in Super 4 match in Colombo. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the National E-Vidhan Application NEVA project of the Gujarat State Assembly today. The President will also address the legislators on the occasion. She will also virtually launch the Ayushman Bhav nationwide campaign of the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare from the Raj Bhavan in Gandhinagar today. Our correspondent reports that the three-day monsoon session of the Gujarat Assembly will begin today, which will be the first paperless session of the Assembly.
The National E-Vidhan Application Project has been implemented on the One Nation, One Application concept of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The project is being launched with the aim to make the Assembly digital and promote the active participation of the MLAs in various technological-based operations through the use of tablets. Assembly Speaker Shankar Chaudhary said, through this application, the question and answer session, start-unstart questions, bills, resolutions would be available digitally. The MLAs can submit their questions online even when the session is not held. Later, the President Murmu will virtually launch the nationwide Ayushman Bhav campaign from the Raj Bhavan. This historic campaign will be launched by Ministry of Health and Family Welfare to ensure the saturation coverage of the healthcare schemes in every town and village of the country. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
The 4th G20 Sustainable Finance Working Group SFWG meeting will begin today in Varanasi to finalize the 2023 G20 Sustainable Finance Report. The two-day meet under India's G20 presidency will bring together over 80 delegates from G20 member countries, special invitee countries and international organizations. The fourth and the last meeting will focus on finalizing the Sustainable Finance Report. It will also discuss the progress made by jurisdictions, international organizations and relevant stakeholders against the actions listed out in the G20 Sustainable Finance Roadmap. Our correspondent covering the event reports that the working group is co-chaired by the United States and China.
The G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration 2023, which was adopted in Leaders Summit held recently, has welcomed the work undertaken by the SFWG under India's G20 presidency. The discussions in the 4th SFWG meeting in Varanasi will continue to build on the first three meetings held in Guwahati, Udaipur and Mahabalipuram respectively to jointly adopt the 2023 G20 Sustainable Finance Report. Furthermore, the key highlight of the 4th SFWG meeting will be reflections and sharing of experiences by G20 members and international organizations on the progress made in the implementation of the G20 Sustainable Finance Roadmap. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the 90 infrastructure projects constructed by the Border Roads Organization worth over 2,900 crore rupees spread across 11 states and union territories will go a long way in enhancing infrastructure in the border areas. He said this while sharing a social media post of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, who dedicated the projects to the nation yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone of petrochemical complex at the Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited's Bina Refinery in Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that the project, valued at 49,000 crore rupees, is a strategic investment in India's petrochemical sector.
The project's completion is expected over a span of 5 years. Talking to the Akashwani News in Bhopal, Petroleum and Natural Gas Secretary Pankaj Jain said that the project will contribute significantly to employment and skill development in the region. The successful execution of this project is poised to transform industrial development in Madhya Pradesh and the Bundelkhand region. It is also expected to attract substantial investments from downstream industries. The initiative aligns seamlessly with the Atmanirbhar Bharat mission as it addresses the deficit in petrochemical products, resulting in annual forex saving through import substitution. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has accused the INDI Alliance bloc of having a hidden agenda to target Sanatan Dharma for its vote bank politics. He claimed that attacking the ancient Sanatan Dharma is part of a well-thought-out strategy of the Congress and its leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said, "The Congress and INDI Alliance should make their view clear and tell if the Constitution gives the right to make objectionable comments against any religion." He questioned that do INDI Alliance members not know the constitutional provisions? Mr. Nadda said Udayanidhi Stalin's statement coming 2 days after the Mumbai meeting of the Alliance, then Priyank Kharge's attack on Sanatan, and yesterday the DMK minister accepting that INDI Alliance was formed in protest against Sanatan Dharma is part of a well-thought-out strategy by Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Congress. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. 4 cases of confirmed Nipah virus has come up in Kerala. Samples sent to the National Institute of Virology in Pune have confirmed 3 Nipah virus cases in Kerala's Kozhikode district. A person who died on the 30th of last month was also infected by the virus. Samples of a person who died last Monday and that of 2 others sent to the National Institute of Virology were confirmed positive. These include a 9-year-old boy who is critically ill and is on life support system. More from our correspondent.
This is the third time that the zoonotic virus is being reported in Kozhikode. The state health department swung into action immediately after the unusual deaths were reported. 16 teams were formed to deal with the situation. Some wards in 7 village panchayats have been declared as containment zones. The health authorities have identified 168 persons who were in contact with the infected persons and have intensified contact tracing with the help of the police. State Health Minister Veena George told the media persons yesterday that 3 teams dispatched by the union government will be reaching Kozhikode today. Meanwhile, authorities have asked people to wear masks and refrain from visiting hospitals except in unavoidable circumstances. Besides Kozhikode, neighboring districts of Malappuram, Wayanad and Kannur were also asked to remain alert. Raj Mohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
Union Health Minister Mansukh Mandavia said that a central team of experts has been sent to Kerala to take stock of the situation and assist the state government in management of the virus infection. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Piyush Goyal has denied the allegations levelled by the opposition over the centre's move to reduce import duty on American apples. Talking to media in New Delhi, he said that additional duties of 20% each on apples and some other dry fruits were imposed on the US's products in 2019 as retaliation to their state protectionist measure of increasing tariffs on certain steel and aluminium products. He informed that India has withdrawn the imposed duties after the United States agreed to provide market access to steel and aluminium products under the exclusion process. Mr. Goyal also clarified that most favored nation MFN rate, 100 rupees per kilogram, continues to be applicable on the US apples and dry fruits as only additional MFN rate, 20 rupees per kilogram, is removed.
भारत में CIF प्राइस या जो भारत में सेब आते हैं विदेश से उसकी 50 रुपए से कम कीमत पे सेब को लाने नहीं दिया जाता, उसको बैन कर रखा है। कम से कम अगर 50 रुपए किलो दाम हो तो ही भारत में आयात किया जाए, उसके ऊपर इंपोर्ट ड्यूटी लगती है। उस इंपोर्ट ड्यूटी के बाद सेब फिर पोर्ट से जाता है एक एक मार्केट में उपभोक्ताओं के पास, तो पहुंचते पहुंचते इतना महंगा हो जाता है कि जो देश की जरूरतें हैं सिर्फ उतना ही सेब आता है जिससे उपभोक्ता के जरूरत को हम पूरा कर सकें।
Union Road, Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has clarified that there is no proposal for additional 10% GST on the sale of diesel vehicles. He said some media reports have surfaced suggesting an additional 10% GST on the sale of diesel vehicles. In a social media post, Mr. Gadkari said there is no such proposed currently under active consideration by the government. He said in line with the government's commitments to achieve carbon net zero by 2070 and to reduce air pollution levels caused by hazardous fuels like diesel, it is imperative to actively embrace cleaner and greener fuels. In Libya, at least 5,300 people are presumed dead and more than 10,000 are still missing in the widespread heavy flooding caused by Storm Daniel. 25% of Libya's eastern city of Derna was wiped out after dams burst in a storm. More than 1,500 bodies have already been recovered till now by emergency workers in Derna alone, and officials expected the death toll to rise further. At least 145 Egyptians were also among those killed due to floods. Meanwhile, some aid has started to arrive, including from Egypt, United States, Germany, Iran, Italy, Qatar and Turkey have also said that they have sent or are ready to send aid. However, rescue efforts have been hampered by the political situation in Libya, with the country split between two rival governments. Indian Met Department has forecast a fresh spell of rainfall activity over Odisha, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Telangana and Chhattisgarh from today. Heavy rainfall activity is also likely over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bihar, Jharkhand and Gangetic West Bengal. Talking to Akashwani this morning, senior scientist R.K. Jenamani said that a low pressure area has been formed over central parts of Bay of Bengal.
Today, a low-pressure area has formed over central parts of north of Bay of Bengal, and this system is likely to become well-marked during next 24 hours and move west-northwestward towards Odisha coast, and this will also move across Odisha and South Chhattisgarh during next 2 days. And under its influence, we have very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall warning at isolated places over Odisha, red color, also Chhattisgarh and coastal Andhra Pradesh, very heavy rainfall warning, orange color. For North India and other parts of India, the weather will be isolated light to moderate rainfall.
In Asia Cup Cricket ODI, India defeated Sri Lanka by 41 runs in the Super 4 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. With this win, India are into the final. Chasing a target of 214 runs set by India, Sri Lanka were all out for 172 in 41.3 overs. For the men in blue, Kuldeep Yadav was the most successful bowler who took 4 wickets. Earlier, India were all out for 213 in 49.1 overs after opting to bat first. Skipper Rohit Sharma, with a 53-run knock of 48 balls, was the highest scorer for the Indian side. Studies have shown that yoga and meditation have been beneficial for combating Alzheimer's disease. Speaking to media, Dr. Reema Dadan and Dr. Manjari Tripathi of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences said that studies by the institute show that yoga and meditation increase the neuroplasticity of the brain and help in treating the memory loss disease. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Pramod. Nyoma airfield game changer. Rajnath opens new border infra is the lead in the Hindustan Times. IAF to get Ladakh's fort base at Nyoma is the lead in the Tribune. Rajnath lays foundation stone, says, will prove a game changer for forces on the world's highest airfield. Most papers also cover the story of the Nipah virus returning to Kerala, with 2 deaths from the virus being reported from Kozhikode city. Retail inflation cools to 6.83% is the lead in the Financial Express. The paper adds that after a 15-month high of 7.44% in July, the price pressure eases as vegetable prices slump in August. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate nationwide healthcare initiative Ayushman Bhav campaign in Gandhinagar today. 4th G20 Sustainable Finance Working Group meeting to begin in Varanasi to finalize sustainable finance report. 4 persons tested positive for Nipah virus in Kerala. Central team of experts rushed to the state to take stock of the situation. Death toll in Libya flood crosses 5,000. More than 10,000 are still missing. And in Asia Cup cricket, India enters final after beating Sri Lanka by 41 runs in Super 4 match in Colombo. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.